She lay curled in her cocoon of blankets, feeling the gentle pulse of life coursing through every cell of her being. Outside, the world spun on in its frenzied dance of fear and chaos, systems crumbling under the weight of their own diseased foundations. But here, in this sacred space between sleeping and waking, she had found a hidden doorway to eternity. With each breath, she shed another layer of the 3D virus that had imprisoned her for so long. Its voices still echoed in her mind sometimes, shrill chirps of worry about the future, longing for an imagined past, desperate to cling to the illusion of control. But as the soft light of dawn seeped in around the edges of the curtains, they began to dissolve like morning mist, their hold over her loosening finger by finger. In their place, a new frequency was rising, a deep hum of remembrance, a song ancient as starlight. It whispered of her true nature, luminous and untouchable, a fractal shard of the one great mind dreaming existence into being. She was not this fragile flesh and bone, not these repetitive thought loops of self-doubt and fear. She was a dancing flow of pure creativity, an eternal yes to the sacred unknown. As she stretched her wings, she felt the exquisite ache of metamorphosis, cells shifting and rearranging to align with her expanding consciousness. Though part of her still wobbled on these new legs, shaky as a butterfly newly emerged, she knew there could be no going back to the tiny dark world of before. Piece by piece, breath by breath, she was building the new world within her very being. And all around the planet, other pioneer souls were pupating too, hidden away in their own secret pockets of becoming. One day soon they would emerge, taking to the sky in a great flutter of iridescent wings, ready to pollinate the future with the wild and vivid colors of their dreams. But for now, she simply savored the soft, enveloping warmth of her cocoon, the silken strands of peace and stillness that held her safe through the dissolution. There was nowhere to rush off to, no grand mission to accomplish. Her only task was to marinate in the beauty of this eternal moment, soaking up the light until it filled every dark and dusty corner of her being. And so she surrendered into the great thrumming heartbeat of the cosmos, feeling it echo through her own newly hollow bones until she could no longer tell where she ended and it began. Here, hovering on the exquisite knife edge of now, she was free at last. Free to bask, to melt, to drown in the honey-thick joy of her own becoming, sipping infinity through a crazy straw, free to finally, fully, be.